Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Elton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story is continuing. In-depth team coverage on the request by the feds to pause use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine out of concern for these blood clots. Now, the states are starting to fall in line with a recommendation that they pause use of the vaccine. So far, I'm seeing Michigan, Massachusetts, and now New York will follow the CDC and FDA recommendations and pause use of the vaccine. We have reached out to the state of California, seeing nothing yet from Governor Newsom. Let's get more now on a lot of these questions that need to be answered. KNX 1070's John Baird.
This really could not have come at a worse time here in California. Just as the state is ramping up to give COVID vaccines to everybody, the federal government recommending the pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as they do an investigation. But a manufacturing error at a J&J plant had already led to a big cutback in the number of Johnson & Johnson doses that were being shipped to California. We were only expecting 22,000 doses next week. Johns Hopkins senior scholar and infectious disease expert Dr. Amish Adalja is concerned that news of these severe reactions will just lead to trouble in the overall vaccination effort.
Because what you're going to see now is people canceling Johnson & Johnson vaccine appointments and vaccines sitting on shelves and cases continuing to increase over something that seems to be, even if you would accept these cases to be related, a very rare occurrence.
Dr. Adalja notes that the pause in the use of the vaccine technically only applies to vaccine clinics run by the federal government, so states, counties, and local organizations can continue to use the J&J vaccine if they choose to do so, but he believes that this whole thing will cause a backlog and it'll be logistically difficult to catch back up on the vaccination efforts. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And of course, the story is, what does this mean to you if you were set up to have an appointment today for the J&J vaccine? As Vicki just indicated, it looks as though the decisions are coming down from the governor level in the states that have decided to follow the CDC guidelines today and shut it down for a while. So we would expect that the decision here in California would come out of Sacramento. And as soon as we know anything, of course, we'll pass that along.
It's again, Johnson & Johnson, the big story this morning. But for a lot of people, the big story is getting little kids back on campus. LA Unified, after more than a year, is actually welcoming some students back to campus today. These are the youngest. Some of them have never been on campus. Kindergartners and first graders at 61 elementary schools and early education centers, 11 of those, as they call them. And this will be phased in little by little over the month by parents who want to send their kids back. Jenny Hans is with a parent advocacy group, Speak Up, and she says it's a big deal for a lot of families.
I think parents have a lot of mixed feelings. Elementary school parents, for the most part, I think are somewhat happy with the plan. At least they're going to get care from 8 to 4 every day. They're not happy that they're going to get half of the instructional time that they would usually get.
Middle and high school students can return to the classroom on April 26, but the schedule is going to be much more limited. Parents of those students have indicated that a majority of them will continue to just have their kids learn from home rather than essentially going back to campus to Zoom on campus.
Orange County getting ready to launch a program aimed at giving more peace of mind to those who have gotten their shots to protect them against the virus. This is a digital vaccination passport. that might make it easier to enter some buildings, attend public events, make travel arrangements where proof might be required. The whole idea of vaccination passports also has a lot of critics who say it does raise legal and privacy issues.
Community and religious leaders, as well as the police, now sending a message out before the verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial that any reaction to the decision should be peaceful.
One of roughly two dozen leaders carrying that message was Richard Zaldivar, chief executive of the Wall, Las Memorias Project, and said to be most effective, any demonstrations that happen after the Chauvin verdict must be peaceful and reasoned.
This is our city. We don't want destruction of buildings, of windows. More important of all, we don't want destruction of the human soul, the soul of our people, of our city.
Both the LAPD and the Sheriff's Department indicated they'll continue community outreach and will facilitate peaceful protests should they happen, but also will stand ready to deal with adverse reactions at the same time. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Governor will sign into law a little bit later today a package of $500 million in new spending to tackle wildfires across the state. Comes as the experts are predicting this dry year ahead, getting ready for another round of big fires. Scott Stevens at UC Berkeley says it's a difficult situation.
There is hope that we can do better in California, both with the building materials we use and also the defensible space, and also getting the ecosystems better prepared. So there's no doubt we can do better. We're not going to stop the fires, but we can really reduce their severity and their impact.
And as you heard the governor say a few days ago, the state will hire another 1,400 extra firefighters.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.